change it. How about to you?
Okay. So last time, some reason. I thought we'd just go over what Lamed. Yeah, is Lamed 30. Yeah. I thought we'll just go over quickly what we said last time, trying to explain again. For some reason, last time it seemed a bit controversial, but I think it's quite simple, really. Let's say again quickly what he said. Start from the end and work backwards. He said, explain that the makeup of a person is where Hashem made a person, is the Yipach Ba'apa Nishma Sain. He took made a goof, a body made out of Chomer, physicality with the ground, and he somehow joined together with that the spiritual part of a person, the spiritual essence, the Neshama. And so we have two contradictory elements in the person, pulling in different directions. Which is the, what we call Mochemes Ayetzer. We have the physical, the guf, the physicality, which is pulling him towards the physical, timeless, Averis, which is some type of Yitzhara as well. And on the other hand, we have the Neshama, which is pulling him to Ruchnius, to Mitzvahs. So we have a sort of balance. If you have a balance, it's okay. I mean, it's always better if we can make the, if the Neshama would be the stronger of the two. The dominant partner, that would be even better. But once the goof comes as the stronger part, and that controls the person, then you're in trouble.
Right, so then the neshama can define maybe as a seichel.
Right, the seichel, can you call it seichel? Yeah, seichel comes from the neshama. Yeah. Yeah, nefesh and hamaskenes, we call it, right. So with that in mind, if we have a balance, that's fine. Right, we have there's nothing wrong be'etzem in enjoying it to a certain extent, a limit in what's the word in
fusing.
Yeah,
fusing.
Yeah, I'm saying you can have a little bit of follow the gufs, you know, a little bit. Good, but enjoy your food and all the other times. But as long as you're not letting the guf overcome the shaman, you know, you have the boundaries. Okay. That should be fine. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have any time as well. I mean, it could be a big tzaddik, it could be a Baal Yishtema, and I hardly eat, and I'm not enjoying anything. Okay, that's a darga. But for a normal person, it'll be fine as long as the guf to overcome the shaman is not too dominant.
Seichel's got to stay in control.
Right. Now, he said, what happens if someone has done an avera now? So this person, he has to, he wants, it would be a good idea now for him to make a geder for himself, to just to ensure he knows he's fallen foul of the Yitzhar of Hashem. You know, the Yitzhar has got him once. He wants to make sure that's not going to happen again. So a good idea is to make a geder for himself, to make sure. So now take a step back, move a bit to the side, like you mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam says sometimes you have to go to other extreme. Right, if you've fallen there. So that this person we could get there, and what's the getter? He says the getter is don't go after your tigress at all. Right? What he calls, you shouldn't be hoilach after tigra. Don't be led by the tigress. Don't do things you have to know, right? Anytime all the tigress, yeah, will be its food, oichel, be it the tigress noshim, these tigress, they come from the physical part of the person. It's not coming from the spiritual part. It's not a spiritual taiva. So if you're aware of that, you want to make stuff a geder. So right, I'm going to now not be led by the taivas. What does that mean, not to be led by your taivas? Not to let that control you. Don't do things just for the sake of the pleasure. Okay, so you're going to eat. Not saying you don't eat. Right? Of course you have to eat. Firstly, he said you should eat. Well, yeah, you won't be able to survive if you don't eat. Yeah, kiyum gufoy. And he said more than that, you can eat enough that you need to be satisfied and to be healthy, but just to eat just for the sake of pleasure, that you shouldn't do. And the same thing with the noshim as well. Again, for some reason this was controversial last time, but there's no, the same way as we understand that by food. If you want to make stuff a geder, not to be led by the tyrants, don't do things just for the sake of the timeless, of the pleasure.
So when some years have said I want the food that I like before I give up profit. He's saying, I'm doing this to enhance my ruach so that I can do the proper good.
Right.
And therefore, and this taste that I like, will enhance that.
Yeah, right. He wasn't doing it because he said, "Oh, I fancy a juicy steak." Right? He was, as he said, like the pasuk says, "Bavot v'achvanashi." That would enable him to give the bracha. Right. So if there's a reason why you're doing it, not because you're going Masi Taiva, that's okay. You're not being led by the Taiva. If you happen to enjoy the taste of the food, as we said, I don't think he's saying you have to only eat bread and lechem and the mind and shorna fish then.
You should not lie.
To yourself, you have to be honest with yourself.
Because after this class, I know right now how to go off in my time. Every time I will tell them, we'll
just. Right, absolutely. So you have to be honest with yourself. Yes.
And it is very good care right now.
Yeah.
Every time when I will say this, when I actually go out of the temple.
Yeah, all right, obviously, that's
true. The child said like this. Example, I'm hungry, I want to eat my breakfast. Okay, just a second. I really want to eat my breakfast because I want to have enough strength to learn, and so fine, I can concentrate on that. Now, what am I? Do I really believe that? I'm not really thinking. I'm a hypocrite. I really am a hypocrite. What am I doing? You see, you have to start off being a hypocrite. You can't. You have to start that way, and eventually it will come through to being proper.
Okay. Yeah, obviously the app has to work upon himself to make sure he's being honest with himself. Yeah, right. But that's true. There are people sometimes say, you know, we want him, the Indian, to take everything this world and bring it up to Ruchnius. So I'm going to have a 6-course meal with a juicy steak and a cream cake and things. Because I want to be bringing it up to Ruchnius. Obviously, he's kidding himself, right? You have to be honest with yourself. Right. That's a given. Yeah. Okay. That was the idea which we saw last time. Someone want to make a gedder for yourself. To stay on the path of tshuva, not to be drawn away from tshuva by your taivas. To take a step back, not to give these taivas any room to work with at all. Don't be led by your taivas. Right, okay. So, as we said, I think it's just important to stress at the point. He said, you want it with food, for example. He says, you should eat. You can eat l'steva nafshay. What does that mean? Eat to be satisfied. That's not called going after your taivas. Right, eating to be satisfied. That's what he said.
It's still big room to be defined.
Right.
Big room to be defined, that means. Because if your wife's serving your dinner and there's choice of food, so that means that I can satisfy this bread.
Right, that's what we mentioned last time before.
What that should you should do?
Yeah, okay, as we mentioned before, right? He spoke about not eating too much. What about, he said, if you purge from that tanugim? So again, there's a bit of a grey area. So I think, as we said, he seems to be saying, as long as you're not doing it, being led by the tigress, right? You're doing it, he's not asking you to be a malach, right? You can enjoy the food that you eat, but it's not called, you're not being led by the tigress. That's not, the tigress is not making the decisions for you.
The thing is following. For me, the gray area for definition, what you said in the beginning of the question. Right now, when I see my wife prepare steak and prepare cheese, you know, I made example to make my point. I really would like steak. I really would like to have steak. I'm not going to really eat this steak. I'm not going to glutton eat 5 steaks. But if I really like steaks, he recommended me. Okay, I really like steaks. Try not to taste. Take cheese. He didn't recommend me to go cross the bread. What he recommended me to do this?
Right, so he doesn't go into the exact. Obviously, there's always going to be.
Example,
levels, and then we said, right.
That's my way.
Right, there's obviously, as we said, there's always levels, right? There's going to be someone just doing it just now. There's someone who's eating, like you said, only bread, and there's a big spectrum in between. You know, you're going to always be eating. I'm eating as I have to eat at the same time, right? I'm also going
to
enjoy it.
Try to define. He was in this room. He tried to define. One kosher was dedicated to food, and he said that today in Shabbos we make halakha, and we make halakha food without exception, all families. It's also divine. He said, try to eat on Shabbos a piece of chicken and this and that. And don't go for second piece of chicken. It is how he defined it. It was not defined also. But food right now, no question right now, it's our high pure.
Right, that's right. Everybody will have to draw the line for themselves. If they can get it somewhere, right? Yes. So, in general, the general idea he's saying is don't be led by the tigers, as we said. Just you have to be aware. Right. Okay. So you want to say?
What I tried to do since my wife put implants, a lot of stuff. I always try and take a tiny little bit of everything so I can say to her, yes, that was really nice. This was really, but in terms of that, and some stuff I don't want at all. Not, and it's interested in that at all. It doesn't matter. I don't take. I'm not interested. Per se. Actually, I like steak best, but I'm only going to take a tiny little corner of it.
But because you guys see how you eat, you eat beautifully. Because first of all, steak best for you, and you might control pretty much what you put on your plate. This I stop. I don't. I stop.
Okay. So anyway, I mean, this is just the big mark, because this is eating is a big thing. It is a big effort to try to do everything you're doing, not being pulled by a tiger to what you're doing, whatever it is. It is. Some eating is harder than others.
Now, one time, the problem was in arm with Shiva when I yoga. I saw him only once. And sure enough, he brought big Shiva. And he said, you know what it means to do mitzvah with Shalom? So I said, Jen, before mitzvah, said, I do it because Hashem asked me to do it. I said, great. I said, I have no problem with Shalom. I tried one day. No way. No way. No belief. I tried hard. And I put it there. No way. All of a sudden, caught myself, I wash my hands, I say, brah, I didn't see it. It is only simple, like you said, but it is unbelievable avoid. Unbelievable avoid.
All these things that was there, most of us stop and think everything you're doing is just wrong. The thing I'm doing is not so easy.
The strongest Asa that I heard was from Rabbi Alperin. He was given a shear on bakers and rockers and stuff, and as he was defining each element of rocker, the most basic element with Baruch is stop, don't open your mouth yet, stop. In other words, think, what am I doing? Don't move until you know what you're doing, because I know I'm not be able to do this, but really that's so big. And at the toilet, same thing. Don't just start. I mean, nah, Dad. What am I doing? Just a second. The words. And up here. Then. Now you can get to each element of the brocha. And until you do that, you finish the brocha and you're in the way. You're in another world.
Okay, let's continue.
Right. Okay, so the general idea we all agree with, how to implement it practically is not so easy. But so we understand the idea.
What we're trying to do. Right. I understand what we're trying to do is not to have an intellectual exercise, it's to try and pull into our own being.
So actually, how to do it is, to start slowly. For us, it might not be so easy to jump straight into the deep end of it.
I recommend that why don't they ask them, because as soon as it's told, it's not something mentioned.
But as I say, once we understand the idea, as what you said, we start off. Last time, Yoshua Libba, we really understand it, then we can start implementing it. Okay. So now, but again, so let's carry on when near the end of this Lamed. So he said, eating just to be satisfied, that's fine, but eating more than that, for Taivas, that's what we're keeping away from. Okay. In Shneim, and it brings now a couple of psukim, three or two psukim and one chazal. So back this time here. Inyan Shneim. We have like Inyan Shneim. The Yishman brings the pasuk in Dvarim. The Yishman Yishulun Vivot, a famous pasuk. The Yishman Yishulun, Yishulun means Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael will become fattened. Yeah, they'll eat, come into Eretz Yisrael, and they'll enjoy all the emes, lower salav dvash, all the shiras minim, and they'll become fat. They'll become fattened. The Yivot, and they'll rebel against kick, literally, they'll kick a control, they'll rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we see exactly this idea. By indulging in tigers, that will lead a person to sin or bring the Yitzhara upon them. Okay. And another pasuk, also in Dvarim, as I said recently, a couple of weeks ago, I think, when Emma says, you come into Israel, it says the first, I think it's in Akev, it says, V'chalto v'sotah v'rachto, it says, well, you're going to come into Israel and you'll eat, V'chalto, penteichal, be careful, lest you eat and you'll be satisfied, and you're going to start building yourself big houses and cities, and then what's going to happen? The Lom Levavecha will become haughty, and you'll forget the Kodesh Baruch.
So you said it's not Dvarim, it's Mishnah.
No, that's the next one. Right, but this one here, Pentechal, that's the word.
So first one, Yeruchim, grew fat and keep the balance.
Right.
This is Dvarim.
Right, two in Dvarim and then one in Mishnah, right? Yes.
It is not how it is said.
No, no, Pentechal, that's the word. Let me see. It is, here, this one. Yeah, the first one is about to show the group.
Yes, this is the Torah. Next Mishnah.
So the brackets are going before the Pasuk. The next one is less easy.
You know, usually it's after Pasuk.
So he's translating this in the same way, interestingly. It's, I don't know if it's a Chiddush, but learning that's the way you would understand normally. You read a Pasuk, you're an easy, you're. Your Roman of Avecha, you come haughty, and that only did you forget. He's saying, no, it has all starts. It starts from Pentechal, you're eating with Savota, you're eating all the good of Eretz Yisrael, all the fat of the land, with Savota, you come, and that will lead you in the end to Roman of Avecha of Shkachta. Right, the same idea as the passage before, Mishma Yisrael and Mivat.
As soon as you start to let yourself go, you know, into it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a bit bothered here. Let's look at the next pasuk again, the next pasuk before you start with me. Venema, and the next pasuk, which is the pasuk in Mishle, right, is the third pasuk, also the same idea. Pen espa, lest I become satisfied with Chichashti. And I will forget Hashem. All right. It says, so these two pasukim, I don't really understand. I stressed it, he said before, what should you do? What's the getter you should do? Don't eat just for Tanug. Eat just, to be satisfied. That's
a different idea of this.
Right, let's say what's bothering me here. One second, so it seems he said, it seems to say before, eating just to be satisfied, that's not called going after your tigress. That's what he said, yeah?
Yes.
Eating more than that, that's called going after your tigress.
No,
the big stooks look him. And we're scared, he'll eat the savata. And that will put you'll be satisfied, you'll play hell with some water, but I'm not going to go
back.
Another person, pen espa, I'll be satisfied, but he has to now cause me eating to be satisfied. The
pasuk of Sukkah qualifies that to see what does it mean to be sober. In sober, you're right.
Take
the edge off of your pain, hunger pain, is enough. That's not it. That's not
so bad. All right. So when this pasuk says, you say the degrees of.
I'm not degreeing. This pasuk is absolutely different. Right now, he's bringing up a new idea.
Yes.
First of all, not overeat.
Yes.
Second one, there's an idea. When you're not hungry, nobody needs a chef. When you're not hungry, nobody needs Hashem. It is why he's saying bracha. He said, be careful.
Okay.
Even you eat normally, be careful. Because it's dangerous even after that. As soon as you're not hungry, nobody needs Hashem. It is what this pastor said, that always said, learn this pastor.
Right, so
but
you see,
nothing was done better than this pastor.
You understand why it's a bit of a problem? Because he's bringing this to back up his point, what you just said.
I'm sure that he's not bringing only this point, he's adding this. It's not, he's bringing point, you're right. I kept
cutting. I'll tell you what I thought in the beginning, maybe more or less what you were saying now. So, the first thought which came to my mind was, okay, so. It's true, he said you can eat to be satisfied. That's not necessarily calling you after time. But even that,
yeah.
He said, I'm not telling you not to do that. So I'm not going to tell you, even this Baal Shuvah, I'm not telling you don't be satisfied. But at the end of the day, even that could, in the end, bring to.
Yeah, this is what
that's what my first thought.
Remember, sir, I asked when I became Baal Shuvah, I said, why are you saying after bracha? He said, because you will need Hashem.
Right.
But
I'll tell you, I looked at this pasuk in Mishle,
right.
I looked it up, it seems to be saying more like Mr. Wenning's. Because there, what it says is like this. It says, I don't want to be too rich, I don't want to be too poor. Right? Just Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. Just give me Lechem Chuki, the amount of bread that I need for my daily portion. And then it carries on. Why? I don't want to be too rich. Because I'll be satisfied. I don't want to be poor, I won't have enough, because then also I'm going to be angry with Hashem. So it says there, don't give me too much. Give me the amount of bread that I need, right? And not more than that, unless, in case I eat and I'll be satisfied and I'll rebel against Hashem. So there it's saying clearly in the Pesukim that this pen teichal v'savota means eating more than lechem chuki. Eat only lechem chuki, the amount of bread that I need every day, and not more. So pen teichal v'savota means don't eat. The savota here in this pasuk means eating more than what you need. So it seems the savota
is defined.
Yeah. Right. So sometimes it seems that savota, there's levels of savota. I don't know. Okay. Well, let's finish off. Sorry, a bit late. Ramos and Evracha means this is the Gemara. Okay. So let's finish off this ice. And the last case of means is from a Chazal, not from a Apostle, which is not, this is talking about, well, let's see, Amos and Evracha, the Gemara is talking, says, the whole Gemara, they're talking all about Yitzhara. And at the end, the Gemara says, Eiver Kotan Yishbodam, and the small person with a small organ, small limb, Masbiyoy Roev, the more you satisfy it, the more hungry it gets, or you get. Ma'ivoy, if you starve it, then you are satisfied. So he's learning a chiddush. It's not necessarily saying something about this organ itself, about the taivas noshim. It's saying it's part of the general idea of taivas, any taiva, right? It's not just saying a teva of this, of the person in this taiva. It's saying the fact that if you have a taiva, the more you go after your taivas, so the more you're going to want to go after your taivas, as I said before, because then you are being shaylat the chayma as well.
So then the more you control, the more your taivas
right. Because that
next, and then you
yeah. So yeah, and so that's
but that is but like you said,
called shmir as a
totally.
Right. Even though it's called Shvira Sataiva, he calls it breaking the taiva. Right. It's not just
Shvira.
Only
right. Only eat 2/3 of what you need. What you would make it full. 2/3 of being full is where you stop.
But don't be hungry.